from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Interesting little note from Brooke Pryor of ESPN. 12 minutes ago, tweeted out some video of the Steelers' individual workout period today, and she said, and I quote, individual period today featured Justin Fields throwing the ball and Russell Wilson, who was limited with calf tightness yesterday, watching on. So there's just one guy warming up here. I don't know that that bodes well for practice. So we will get back to that and certainly keep tabs on that. I don't think the injury report comes out until around 4, but there's going to be little clues eking out of that practice today, which is, it should be over right now, right? Keep your eye on that. Boris, will you?
All right, Todd, I will.
See if anybody is tweeting out of that practice little clues like Cabali and Fittipaldo and Brooke. Meantime, the Pirates continue to make headlines in spite of their struggles here as the season, well, the season has pretty much slipped away, but there's still a lot of interesting individual stories here to talk about that. Every Friday, Mr. Bob Walk, brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. And by Gutter Helmet, make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. Bob, how are you today?
Good, Joe. How's things going with you?
Things are going well. Ready for football season to heat up. I really want to have meaningful baseball back in September. There's nothing like it. Hanging on every pitch, hanging on every lineup decision. I hope the Pirates get there next year. But in the meantime, Bob, there's been a bunch of stories swirling. And one of them has to do with effort. And Derek Shelton has really hung his hat, even when things go bad, that we're a team that plays hard. We give effort. John Wehner has been on this station as recently as 3 weeks ago or so, saying he's not so sure about that. And certainly not 100% of the time does this team give what he thinks is maximum effort. What's your take?
There's a couple of guys that are on the team. I'm not going to, I don't feel comfortable naming names that, you watch them and then they don't, go hard all the time. But, there's, I think the majority of guys that do play hard all the time. That's the way I look at it. And, it's been like that every team I've ever seen. Just a couple of guys on every team that are joggers and everybody else is sprinters. And, I think we have more sprinters than we have joggers, but I'm not going to argue with Rock because I see it every night. I see some guys that'll ground out and don't even make it to first base. They'll peel off before they even get there. But I also see guys that, hit a routine fly ball to center field and they're within steps of second by the time the ball is caught. I see that on the same team. So When I see guys that are really busting their butts out there, I try to point that out, make a big deal out of it, and maybe the other stuff someday will go away. But and all these years I've been watching baseball, very seldom do you see teams that were, you got a bunch of guys that are always going hard out there. I've never seen it, and it's no different with this team.
I think some people would like to see Derek Shelton every once in a while, or even once, drop the hammer on a player publicly. And I'm wondering, from your career, how that played out. What was Jim Leland's mode of operation there, Bob? Would he pick his spots? How does that play in a clubhouse? Things like that, especially when it's public, like benching a guy during a game. We saw that with the Yankees. Maybe 3 weeks ago, where one of their prominent players, I forget the name, was benched for watching a ball out of the box and essentially turning a double into a single.
No, I don't ever remember Leland doing anything like that. Everything was handled, privately, and he would definitely call guys out in front of the team, but it wouldn't be in front of media. Mm. The only time I think that ever happened was kind of accidental, because it was during spring training over at Pirate City out there for a workout. I mean, everybody, it's a famous conversation he had with Bonds in front of
right.
Having to be TV cameras rolling. Well, if that wasn't just one of those days where they had to be TV cameras out there, nobody would have ever known about that. But yeah, he would get into your face in a second if he thought that was necessary. But he always would do it behind, closed doors. I mean, he would scream at us and yell at us and have some meetings, not all the time, it wasn't often, but if we weren't playing up to his what he thought was his standards, maybe guys were going a little too easy out there at times. He would pick guys out and right in front of everybody after the game, and then he would yell at Hooley. He'd say, "Go, okay, go ahead. Let the media in, so I can tell more lies and cover for these guys." Because that's what managers do.
Yeah,
they cover for their players and publicly for the media. They don't rip players to the media. Now, I've seen managers do that, but I think that's very rare. I don't think many managers, many successful managers, publicly in the paper will ever rip their players, and I just don't think that with good managers happens. That they sure as heck better be doing it in private.
Meanwhile, one of the big stories, and maybe the biggest of this season, is Paul Skeens, and now we're heading down the stretch, and he's sitting here at 9-2. Let's see, 142 strikeouts in 114 innings. So you've seen a lot of baseball, Bob. Where would you put him? I don't know. You probably don't have an exact spot, but maybe the question is he one of the finest young pitchers you've ever seen? And where does it go from here?
Absolutely. He's one of the finest young pitchers I've ever seen. Some of the younger guys that I watched in my era would have, more strikeouts and it's more thing, but they were allowed to pitch more innings back in that time. And the only thing that's held him back and his totals back or the fact that he didn't get 30 some starts this year and was allowed to pitch 100, 115 pitches every time he would go out there, as long as the hitters would cooperate. Looking at the way that pitchers are allowed to pitch, especially young guys nowadays, he's the he could be the finest that I've ever seen. I mean, I would have to say the best that I ever laid eyes on at a very young age that was just incredibly dominant was Doc Gooden. And I think if he had allowed to throw as many innings as Good did, especially if he was on a team like Gooden was on, that then he would easily match Gooden's rookie numbers.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. your pitching eye. I'm wondering what it tells you with David Bednar, Bob, because everybody loves Bednar. We know that, and things happen in pro sports, but it's undeniable that his struggles really, really hurt them this year. 7 losses, 6 blown saves, and a 6 ERA. What happened?
Well, it's not a stuff problem as far as like velocity or anything like that. So I think we've had this conversation before that it makes me believe that it's not really physical either. But what it is command. His fastball doesn't get the same swings and misses that it used to. But I think it's got to be he's locating it differently. Maybe pitching in a little different counts than he used to pitch in. And, you know, the hitters also have, over the last 2 years, there's a lot of film and there's a lot of personal experience with some of these guys who have faced him before. And you know, maybe it's a case that he has to evolve a little bit and do some things differently, because a lot of these guys have now, you know, gotten, you know, a couple of dozen, 20, 24 at-bats against them over – you know, the last few years, and it's time for him to maybe make some adjustments. But I think a big part of that is if he figures out why his control was not as good this year as it was in the past. And, you know, I don't know if it's something as simple as not having a spring training, or if it's much more complicated than that. I don't know, but that's what he needs to get figured out before next year. I still have a lot of faith in him. You know, you could have even just left him in that spot. As far as I was concerned, I'm thinking he's going to get it figured out, because he's still the same guy, stuff guy. He still throws in the upper 90s with his fastball. He's got a good curveball that, in the previous years, he's been able to seem to just throw for a strike anytime he wants, and not just right down the middle strike, but he would be able to drop it and. Either the back door, a little quadrant to lefties, or keep it away from righties, but throw it for a strike, even though he's aiming for a spot. You know, it's one of those one of the squares inside that strike zone, and he could hit that with his curveball. Now it doesn't seem to happen. And the same thing with his splitter. It's not consistent with the command of that pitch. And the thing that really concerns me and makes me think is it's something to do with maybe mechanics or something. And I think this will like jog your memory of just kind of watching him this year, is he would get into these games where he would like duck hook fastballs, a foot outside and maybe shoot top high. Mm. That's not him. He would never throw fastballs out there in the last couple of years, but he's done that dozens of times this year. And when I see that happen, I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? That to me was the biggest red flag early in the year that he was not right, was the fact that he would miss with his fastball by that much. I know he's not trying to, you know, throw it anywhere close to being way outside like that to a right-hand hitter. And he's trying to go up and in. He's trying to get chases at the top of the strike zone. Swings and misses up there, easy pop-ups.
Yeah.
And so when he's throwing that fastball like that, there's something wrong. That's not him. And I want to quit seeing that stuff from him.
Well, hopefully he'll get back on track next year. You and I will get back on track next week, Bob. We appreciate the time.
All right. Go Steelers. Looking forward to the first week. It'll be fun.
Me too. Let's see who plays quarterback. That's where we're headed next year. Thank you for the time, Bob.
Yeah, I think you're going to have that answer, I think, this afternoon probably.
Yeah, I think by 4 o'clock. I think we're looking at that. Take care, man.
All right. Talk to you next week.
That's the great Bob Walk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mentioned the fan text line, fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, so. Ian Rapoport would not be surprised if the Steelers got Russell Wilson off his feet this week and potentially beyond that. And then we have Brooke Pryor, a little video from individual workouts today, where she says during these individual workouts, Justin Fields was throwing and Wilson was watching. I mean, is this almost becoming too obvious that Fields will play? Are we reading too much into this? What's happening here, Limits? It seems to me that we're headed toward Justin Fields.
From everything that I can gather and seeing updates from camp and or from practice, and there hasn't been really any video from teamwork or any reports, I think that's something that they need to ask the players about and ask Tomlin about to further confirm. It's starting to look like Justin Fields is going to be the guy this week and start in Atlanta, yes.
What have you seen from the likes of the Cabalis of the world here? Are we getting little clues from anybody?
Really, the only thing is that there's been some standing around from Russell Wilson. He's participating in some individual drills. Cabali tweeted out a video of Wilson doing some just some light stretching with his calves. He said that the availability will be known soon in terms of what he's going to be doing, just kind of doing some side shuffles. But not too much in terms of team activity.
Yeah.
Which is the main thing that we're monitoring for
well,
right now.
Well, I mentioned earlier in the show what Nick Kostos mentioned at noon, which is, I think, what we all agree on, most of us anyway, is that the dependability factor is probably more there with Russ than it is with Fields. You feel like you have an idea of what you're going to get from Russell Wilson. I know he's had his struggles in Denver, especially 2 years ago. But with Fields, you have a higher ceiling. You may have a lower floor, but you have a higher ceiling. Do we all agree on that as well? Is that obvious? I think so.
I think so. And doesn't this feel like a team that needs a higher ceiling?
Yeah, but I worry about the lower floor. And I worry in a game like this, even keeled is maybe what you need. I mentioned it earlier, but it's just true so far. And it might not be him. It might have been the organization he was with, except we saw more of it in the preseason. And that is that Justin Fields is boom or bust. There was back-to-back games last year where he threw 8 touchdowns worth and 600 yards in passing. Who was it against? Denver and Washington, I think, back-to-back. Now I can't remember. And then you just go look at the game logs from his career. There are some games where he's running for 160 yards and throwing for 3 touchdowns, and other games where he's 18 for 40. It's just like, what is happening here? Is this just the vagaries? Is that a word? Is vagaries mean inconsistencies? Limits? I think so. Is it the vagaries of a young player, especially one in a crap organization, or is this just the way of it with Justin Fields? even from play to play, even in the preseason. The little Bears action that I saw during his career, it would be like there's just never, nothing's ever really in rhythm or on time here with this offense. It doesn't look like he's running an offense. It looks like we're waiting for the next explosion, good or bad.
It kind of feels like a little backyard football, trying to run around and make something happen.
Yes. Having said that, I'm all for this. I'd be wildly entertained by it.
I want to see it.
One way or the other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.